Hey,
Good morning.
goddess.
Great morning,
So,
goddess.
great morning again. So, I just got off the phone with Carrie. She has a family member that's going into surgery in like 15 minutes. So she absolutely wants to get on a call with us tomorrow. But I told her that we're recording, just what's been going on and what we have going forward into today and everything. And that she absolutely is in. She said, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Because this is absolutely, I mean, Carrie is the young student that I've been working with for over a year and a half that the High Times wrote about because she found me in my plant spirit connection in May of 2018, right before I birthed the Spiritual Tarot deck. She actually was a midwife. I had her as a complete stranger who I had never met in my life find me from the East Coast when I was on the West Coast in Seattle with my boys. And I had a really, really serious like transition in my life from the spiritual author and friend that I had co-produced the first book with. And she shifted abruptly out of my path. And what I didn't realize and didn't know what was ahead was that I had Carrie completely come in and embrace me like less than 30 days prior to the Cannabis Flower of Life tarot being birthed. And that was
Cool.
really, really like an amazing thing. So she is
Oh.
definitely already angelic, high vibing. And so as soon as I told her what you and I do with the amplification and the co-creation, like every day, she was like, I am so fucking in. Yes, please, whenever.
All right. Love it. I can't wait
Yay.
to hear her. That sounds so fun. Yeah. I hope everything goes
I'm,
well for her today.
yeah, absolutely. It's always interesting as a medium because I'm given insights into things, and many times I don't mention anything to people because I don't want to manifest, that result or manifest that, you know what I mean? Everybody has their own free will. So yeah, when things come through, it's just like, okay, I'm gonna hold back on that one from saying anything until it actually manifests because people always have all of their own like divine, guidance and abilities and stuff. But anyways, about you, in a couple hours, you're gonna go have a fucking magnificent photo shoot with your amazing fashion, and we're gonna get the images on your pitch deck for the money that's coming through this weekend for Wear What Wear, which is a fabulous fucking concept in this world, and I cannot wait to see it just blow up like fire in this world. So what's going on? Have you put together all of the fashion pieces and everything?
Oh, for the shoot, yeah, well, today it's Christmas Stroll on Nantucket. It's so fun, and so we're Holly is writing up. I did a lounge at American Fusion, so we're filming there. She's really featuring. I think, we're doing the shoot for what you and I need, and for her thing, but she's also featuring American Fusion, so it's going to be cool.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah,
Is
it's just so
media? Is there media
that
on Nantucket? Are they going to pick that up?
I mean, Holly has the biggest following on Nantucket, so she's,
Ah.
yeah, she's huge. A cool
Oh.
girl. So it's really fun what she does. You would love her. I can't wait to introduce you.
I can't wait
But
to
yeah, I'm
meet
really looking
her.
forward to time with her. She's amazing and great person to be around when you're doing the 30-day positive, for sure. I love her. So, yay.
Yay. So does she know about the 30 days of positivity? Yeah.
Yeah, she was all about it. I mean, she knows that that's kind of what I like to do anyway, and I like to meditate in the morning, and she's gone on abundance walks with me and Angel, and
Oh.
so yeah, she was way into it. I'm sure she's pretty much doing her own version right now, so that's cool. I'll have to ask her.
Yeah, absolutely. So I do want to tell you about Carrie and what happens because, like I said, this is like a real sign of like divine intervention in a person's life. Astrologically, it's been building up for years, but it's been building up really since 2012 astrologically, but it's been really, really hitting the ball home since 2018, late 2017 in people's individual lives, like massive shit, went through people's lives in 2018. I can completely attest to it. I was living in my car most of 2018. Like, it was fucking crazy shit in this world in 2018. And it was getting people to these places of releasing. But I also had the Cannabis Flower of Life Tarot be birthed in 2018. So it was also blessing, like, majorly profound things for people if they were paying attention. And so this speed has been, moving forward for a couple of years, getting rid of people's individual and social karmas so that it could change into this new direction in 2020. Well, so this year, being right before 2020, we moved into this new vibrational energy and many people talk about it, but this multi-dimension awareness. And that shift was in September. I was surrounded by hundreds of goddesses in Western Massachusetts, believe me. And there were other, like, covens and all sorts of other people in groups that were just feeling super called to hold space around that time. And it was because this new energy was fully being ushered in. And so because, the human equivalent of time is completely irrelevant to the universe, we've been in this period of shifting into these energies. And so what is going on astrologically, like right now with the planets, and especially started kicking into high gear about a month and a half ago, is after this new ushering in of a portal, a dimensional, shift, whatever you want to call it, in September, it started condensing the timelines and the karmas of society, of individuals. They're collapsing on each other. And so we're in this point of quickening, and it's getting faster and faster and faster, where things are just coming in like this. And I call them sparks, because it's like we're in the final couple of weeks right before really this shit hits the fan. Like, everybody that is going to move into and has been doing work and moving into this awareness of merging with source, of being a part of this collective tribe on the earth and each other, of moving into our higher fucking selves and what we are individually here on this earth to do, not the pressures and the patterns of society or whatever culture, but what we are individually here to do, because that is part of the new 2020 moving forward design. We are going to be shaking the shit out of humanity and society for years, because those of us that have been being called to do this work have been raising and raising in vibration and consciousness now for decades. And we're coming to a head with this shift right now too, and being completely released of any of the last karmas, blocks, filters, whatever the hell we have in us. Like, me being at that job that I physically had to purge out of my body for 24 hours afterwards when they let me go, because it was just such a drain energetically. And I knew it subconsciously, but I didn't really realize it until I went through a physical purging of the energy of that place and came out completely fucking renewed, had people completely come into my life that I had been channeling for months, all of this stuff. So this is happening and just happened to Carrie. Since I've known Carrie in May 2018, she has had this very sweet, soft, angelic soul. It's just who she is. She's a very young energy on this plane. But she's had this one specific thing inside of her, even though she's been working in new concepts of finance, which is amazing, AI within trading and finance. She's been doing all of these things. There's one thing, a thread underneath the surface that I could feel, and I would see and hear from her every once in a while when she was in her joy, when she was safe with me or around me, and I would see her in her pure joy. She has a fucking angelic voice, and she would let it out. And her grandmother was known for this, and her great-grandmother was known for this. Yeah. And all of the family knows that she has a biological pattern within her DNA for this kind of voice in the world. And so yesterday, she sent over this track that her neighbor, who just happens to be a music producer on Long Island, had
Excuse me?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Yes. I know, right? That is scary. Yes, totally. So he has her coming, right? Oh, my gosh. I have to send you just her raw voice recordings.
Yeah, I would love to hear that without, like, the whatever it's called, synchronized stuff.
Yeah.
That was so beautiful. Thank you. I love hearing new music so much. So.
Oh, you're welcome. So she has been going over and talking to him every once in a while, but she hasn't ever fully stepped into her singing as her truth in this life, which is so obvious to me that it was. And she's had all of these people circling her life for many years. She's been modeling because she's just fucking gorgeous. You know, she's been doing all of these things in life. Trying to, as a young 20s, you know, figure out this past in this lifetime. But she's had other people circling her that have become pronounced musicians, like in LA, people that she went to college with here in Southern Florida that are now working with major labels in LA. And they've been her friends for years. And all of these people have known this about her, but she has never, ever stepped into it until yesterday. So she had been recording in her neighbor's studio every once in a while for the last couple of months. And the track that I sent you of her voice recordings was part of a sample pack that he let out to all of these people that know about him, of all of these different kinds of voice, you know, recordings and of samplings that he had mixed for people to put together into their own, like, mix, which is what you heard yesterday. And apparently, and he sent a bunch of these to her, and she was blown away. She had no idea that this was happening for the last couple of months. And he told her, by the way, your voice samplings are what everybody chose to use. And she was just like, what? And I'm just like, of course, Carrie, of course. This is the universe, absolutely, right now, while these last few sparks are being given and plainly shown in front of people, this is your path. We're watching you. Are you stepping into it or not?
Oh, she will. Yeah. I mean, she heard that recording. I mean, that was ridiculous. I cannot believe. I thought you sent me something like, hey, this is for your music project. This is like some famous person that I had never heard before. That's what I thought you did, honestly.
She is a famous person. I'm like, you already are. And her,
that's not even the most important. The most, I should say. I thought you sent me the most talented person you could find and say, I'm friends with her. Wow.
And I know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then to have this music producer tell her. What was that?
I said it's scary to sing. That's unfortunate that we have these blocks about singing. Singing is done at funerals, at weddings, you know, all these great things. But to just sing by yourself is a hard thing to get confidence behind, I think, for people.
That's,
you know.
Yeah, that's a block, and it's a major block for her. But I have to tell you, when she would be down here and around me, and, you know, I know that she fully opens up to me because I can feel her. She's opened up to me spiritually ever since I started talking to her. She's just a real innocent. And when she would get into that space, the way that she would move and sing to, like, Ariana Grande or one of her inspirational singing mentors was so fluid, is so fluid and so fucking graceful and angelic. It's like you have, this is obviously who you are. This is absolutely your truth. Like, don't even stop. Don't let any of this other shit stop you. I don't care what it is. Every day, like you and I are doing, every day you be moving something forward for your destiny.
I agree. That's awesome.
So now she's just like, yes, be on calls. Yes. And I put this out there on my Instagram, and I have, you know, over 10,000 followers, but, you know, you never know when people are going to hit and Instagram algorithms and stuff. She's had over 500 views in overnight. Overnight, she's had 500 views on that freaking song. I'm like, oh, my God.
Wow.
I know.
I love it. Well, this is going to be someone to watch. For sure.
Absolutely. And she's
to co-create with always. Yeah. Cool.
Yes. I know. One of our goddesses. You have your music project. You work with musicians and producers. She's over here doing, you know, just completely, finally blown away and stepping fully into her truth and her calling. Like, I heard out of her mouth. I have never in a year and a half heard her say anything other than like modeling. I heard out of her mouth, she's like, I'm putting a portfolio together for a multimedia agency. And I'm like, that's exactly what you need to be doing. It is not just about your beauty and your modeling. It is about your fucking voice, Carrie. Yeah. I know, yo, it's happening, goddess. It is happening around us.
This is crazy. You, so it will, absolutely, she's got her sponsor and her cheerleader. So that is amazing.
I know. I love it. And we have been co-creating like crazy. So what other things are you up to today?
I am up to so much, and I just want to say thank you. Day six? Are we on day
six?
Yes. Okay. So I have learned so much. It's unbelievable. And most people think of me as the most positive person. That's what's even funnier, and I am. But I did learn a trick today that I think should be a day six trick for anyone, which was, this morning I meditated and I updated like what I wanted to accomplish in the now and in the present, and you know, feel how that feels to have these things done and how good it feels and how important it is. And so I put that into a voice recording, and then I started working, as you know, way too early this morning because I didn't know what time it was. I just got up. But,
you can have a nap this afternoon.
Oh, I will. Well, that was the other thing. I was like, you know what? Today's wide open. After that shoot, I'm going to, do whatever. But anyway, it was really interesting because I decided I'll listen in the background of my daily meditation that I write out, and I call it daily medication, I told you. But today,
brilliant,
I had it background, and it, you know, I listened to it, and then I kept working. And granted, it's early, so I'm not like on it. Like, I'm not as awake as I normally am, thinking, you know, trying to control thoughts and make sure I am being positive for our challenge about everything and myself. So I realized, I decided that I had it. I'm going to play it in the background, and if I slip up or have any thoughts, even like myself, like, wait, why are you doing it this way? Just stupid self-talk that I don't even realize I do. Like, wait, why aren't you, you know, I'm doing these six jackets for the store right now. Like, why aren't you doing them all at once? Like, why are you doing them? You know, like, I was just talking.
Oh, ego. Oh, wonderful ego.
Yeah, it was not fair to me. I would not talk to someone else like that. So I was like, okay, I'm going to listen to that freaking recording. It's 7 minutes. It's a short one. I have a long one that I listen to once a day too. But I do one every day now that's new for what I want to happen. And then I can just erase it. Hopefully, you know, the next day everything's changed. So I had to replay it. So I decided that anytime I slipped up, put putting that recording on as a reminder. And I had to play it two more times because I obviously slipped up two more times thinking or saying something to myself that was, I didn't think, very positive. So it made me really, really present about self-talk. And, you know, we can encourage other people like you're encouraging the singer, but we also have to remember to do that to ourselves. Because we,
absolutely,
that those buttons installed from childhood that come out. And so I think mine need to be re-screwed in a little bit tighter.
It's
a good lesson.
It is, absolutely. Becoming present and being able to really, really get a good handle on ego and the voice will really help a person. And I've been doing presence work and ego work big time this year. I absolutely, you know, confirm and agree with what you're saying, that paying attention to that voice in your head, or even just the way that you speak outwardly, even to other people, especially, because if you're speaking outwardly to another person, and you're comfortable enough to say something, like you caught me yesterday. I said, fear.
Yeah.
I said, I can feel the fear of this abyss. And that made me think for the rest of the day that, okay, I did legitimately feel that fear at the same time, but you called me out on it. So I sat in it in that moment with you. And I'm just like, yeah, but I feel this excitement and this joy and this exuberation and this real like expansiveness of my life completely being different, which I can fully fucking feel now. And I told you last night, I've been able to actually see and feel these tangible things that I want to get for myself that it will, that, you know, are coming, that are already in this new life of myself. But I raised that word and you pointed it out to me. And so this internal talk, absolutely, because if your internal talk is at a point where you're willing to say words or statements or even emotional expressions to other people outright that have a lower frequency or that are a negative, especially towards yourself, that is a real indicator that that internal speak is on hyperdrive and there is some ego awareness that will really help be able to reprogram that shit. Because if you're willing to say those kind of negative things about yourself in front of others, you're at a point where, you know, you just got to take that ego by the hand and sit it down and just be like, I see you, motherfucker. You're not controlling in this situation anymore. Because I'm not, I don't have no time for that. My soul's this greatness over here, and I'm fully aware of that shit. So you're going to take a back seat, and I don't want to be hearing any backseat driver, you know, comments from back there either. You just hold on for the fucking ride.
And I hope my neighbor walks by when I'm saying all that to myself. She would love that.
Yeah, backseat driver, ego. Yeah, no, you just shut up back there. I'm fucking gas on the pedal right now. Hold on.
Yeah. Very good. The other lesson is having a, you know, if you want to change your life in 30 days, well, really less, because our lives have changed in whatever, six days.
Oh my God, 6 days. Oh my God.
I can't wait for day 11, sign of the angels for me. I cannot wait. But anyway,
oh,
also, I do want to say I love.
We're going to be in Vegas on day 11. What are you talking about? I know. I have a goddess that we might be able to even stay with. I'm like totally reaching out to her today. She lives in Vegas. I'm just like, it's happening.
Well, I would like to go. And I would like to say, if anyone is doing the challenge, I'm telling people you to have a sponsor. I mean, I have the ultimate sponsor in you. But to have someone that calls you like throughout the day and says, hey, how's the positivity going? Like you and I do that to each other all day. Like
I know all day.
You used to call me. You're like, hey, goddess. I'm like, hey, goddess, what's up? Like everything's so great. Like it's such a nice wonderful day to know that I'm going to check in with you and see how your day is, and I know it's going to be something great. Like, it's so fun. It is really fun. And it spurs you on, knowing that it's just the way to live easiest, like the easiest way possible.
So yeah, because we're helping each other repattern into it.
Right. It's so
like
awesome.
Everything that Abraham and Esther Hicks talks about, many, many, many gurus and masters have spoken about. It's like when you get into that frequency, and you and I have talked about it, that ultimate love faith frequency, that you are being protected and surrounded and amplified, and you get into that and start, you know, feeling your higher self, the universe wants to support our higher self. The universe is there to help support it. And we're just in a time of quickening with astrology. They're just like, nope, get the sun, get the sun, get the sun. And that's why they'll just come in.
I have no knowledge of astrology.
It doesn't even matter because it's like, it's happening. People subconsciously.
No, I know. I'd like that you give me the Cliff Note version.
Yeah, believe me, there's like all these planetary alignments and conjunctions and all of that kind of stuff. It's just like, if you just knew what the universe was doing outside our door right now, you would be just like getting your shit done like a motherfucker in this world. So,
well,
like, our like fire.
Yeah, you're telling me all the positive stuff about astrology right now.
It is. And there's stuff that, you know, I'm going to be raw as fuck. If you are not stepping in and paying attention to the lessons and doing the work and or reaping and moving forward and embracing when the universe puts something in your lap, you're going to the back of the fucking line for abundance. That you want to be behind 7 billion other people, or you want to be the first in the motherfucking line that's going to be like, hell yeah, universe, bring it to me. I've been doing my work. When you show me a synchronicity and you put a person's name in my mind for 2 months and then I just randomly meet them on the beach, I don't care if they don't physically look like what I thought they would look like. That's their fucking name. And you've been telling me when they come into your life, pay the fuck attention.
Right.
Openness for it to be received, because however it comes through is so much bigger than our little ego minds can ever formulate. So much bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the universe. So much bigger than our little selves. All the planets were going.
I always say, look up, look at the stars every night, look up.
I know, that's such an amazing practice for you to put that back in people's awareness, because everybody's always fixated on their screens and what the hell is going on in their stressful everyday lives. And it really, really is about, and thank you for constantly telling people, just look up at the stars at night. Like, take that time to go out and see what part of a much bigger, expansive, infinite fucking plan you're a part of.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean,
it's all conspiring to award us and move our true selves forward.
Right, and show us amazing beauty every day. It's all right there. It's right there.
I know, so get on the court with us and play.
Pretty magic.
Yep, we're all playing today. Anyone that's listening to this, please play today with us. Please play.
Absolutely. And I'm just like out there like, you know, raising Carrie up because I know the significance of her story. Like, I DM'd a couple of people about the significance of her story and that track.
Mm.
And they're just like blown away. They're like, whoa, thank you for telling me about it. It's like, because I'm here trying to help people understand what the hell is going on. This new world is all about us being our authentic fucking selves. Not a slave to the designs and the patterns and the karmas and the bullshit that have been plaguing us for this lifetime, many lifetimes in society, that shit is being crumbled. It's going to take years. I'm just flat out telling people, even through astrology, it's going to take years. But the time of human equivalence is irrelevant to the universe. It's just doing what it's doing so that it can fully move into this age of Aquarius that the hippies brought into awareness in the 60s. They were fucking tapped in, and they were on LSD. They were on cannabis bridge. They were on the cannabis bridge to ethereal during that time. There's a reason that all of this wisdom, was cast into society during that time. There were all of these people that were open enough to receive the understanding through these bridge mushrooms, all of this stuff that was going on. They were the forecasters and the bearers of the forecast of what we are actually in the middle of right now. Because the age of Aquarius does not start in the 60s. It is just barely having the first planets move into it right now. And it's going to take a while for some of these fucking planets that have some real hard edges like Mars and stuff, the warrior planet of male masculine energy that has been, you know, spread throughout our societies and our planets as a, you know, like a blanket, you know, for centuries now, for thousands of years, this male dominant energy has been existing in our planet. And Age of Aquarius is a community, communal, all, you know, energy. And so the planets are finally starting to now get into this alignment with Aquarius. But for all of them to be there into the full age of Aquarius, we have to shake out the shit from all of it first and get rid of all of the patterns. So we're evolutionary leaders, goddess, because we're stepping into our greatness. And that's exactly what Aquarius is. Individual greatness and social collective.
Can you have your friend do a remake of "This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius"?
Yeah, I should ask her to do that. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm like totally looking
now.
For
thank
it.
You very much. That's going to be in my head all day. Thank you.
Yeah, but that
not
is like the. No.
Interview of with Kurt Cobain talking about, and I found that recording. Did I tell you that with
on YouTube?
Kurt Cobain reading Burroughs? Oh, not reading Burroughs. Sorry, he just did instrumental behind Burroughs poetry or words, and it's really great. You have to listen to the interview. Him talking.
I'm
about
gonna
it.
Look that up today. You said it was on YouTube, right?
Yeah, it just had rare footage of Kurt Cobain. It's really interesting. It's just cool to see him speaking. Like,
he was an amazing soul. My cousin went to school with him and Courtney. They lived right, I mean, Seattle was so small in the 90s. It was unbelievable. Anytime I would go out on First Avenue down to Belltown, you would always be running into, Stone Temple Pilots, Soundgarden. Like every of these like grunge big bands, they were out because Seattle was so small at that point. I saw Nirvana before they were called Nirvana. When he was living in Olympia, I snuck into a club with my friends and they were fucking playing. This was before they were signed to Sub Pop. Like
what were they
called? A year prior to it. I don't even know if they had a name. I don't even think that they had a name. But I remember, and my friend and I talked about it afterwards, because shortly afterwards, she had went off to college and stuff, and this was like Olympia, Washington, you know what I mean? This was like the early 90s, or this was 89. I mean, she called me afterwards, after they got signed to Sub Pop and just fucking blew up, and she's like, you do realize that that's the fucking band that we saw that one night that I snuck you into that bar. And I was just like, what? I'm like, no, I don't remember that. She's like, don't you remember what he looked like at the front? And I was just like, holy shit. And she goes, yeah, my friend knows his ex-girlfriend that lived in Olympia. And I was just like, shit, my cousin like went to school with them in Hoquiam or Aberdeen. And I was just like, unbelievable. But that's just the way that Seattle was back then. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. And he's amazing, amazing fucking human being. And Courtney was not at all.
I feel sorry for her soul. Yeah, not.
Well, I'm going to look that up on YouTube.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it, especially with your writing and stuff. But, you
know,
inspired by this person, too.
Cool. Absolutely.
So, yeah,
well, I am going to be approaching all of these boutiques in Palm Beach because I've also been looking at my places in Palm Beach to move to because I know that that is happening now. Yes. So I'm like looking at this group, this list of Palm Beach boutiques to put my goddess bracelets in for the first time because I'm super excited to have more goddesses in the world have these beautiful shell bracelets like you do. That sounds so pretty when you shake them and have such Venus energy. And today is in Babylonian astrology, like today is because Babylonian astrology looks at astrology differently. It looks at the actual occurrences of the planets in visual form. And so today Venus is exalted. So what a perfect day for me to approach boutiques with the goddess Venus energy and say, yo, what's up? These need to be on your customers' hands and arms, right? And you're going to be my neighbor pretty soon.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, they'll love them. They're so great. I love them.
I put lots of loving energy.
I love that you gave it to me on the beach and we had never met before you came to stay with me. That's even better.
I know. I love that image of you holding the bracelet up in Nantucket with the boats behind you and you're holding Angel in your arms. And I'm just like, this is the greatest picture. I love it.
It was the greatest moment. It was such a great moment. We had so much fun. And we'll have
absolutely
so much fun. And the sun is out here today, amazing. So that's
yay!
Really fun weekend, and it's really centered on walking around. So I'm glad. But
you're gonna have the best weekend on Nantucket, man. It is gonna be amazing there.
I know. I already am. So yeah, I'm really excited. But anyway, I love you so much. I'm so happy to be talking to you. But I'm now seeing the time, and I'm gonna have to.
Move into action.
Yeah, I have to. I'm totally procrastinating in the best of all ways right now. But
get to it, goddess. Get that magnificent in the world.
You have lots to do today, too, my friend. And you might as well do it today when it's astrology helping you or whatever.
Yes,
so
Venus. Venus is visible and exalted today. So. Lots of love.
I love you. Okay, I'll talk to you later for sure.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye.